Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The Guardian.
At 3:45 on the 5th of November 2015, the Fundão Dam in Brazil collapsed, unleashing a tidal wave of 40 million cubic metres of mining waste down the Doce River. 19 people were killed, villages were destroyed, wildlife decimated, and the water supply polluted for hundreds of thousands of people. It was the worst environmental disaster in Brazilian history.
Several people have been killed in the western Brazilian city of Mariana after a dam holding mining waste burst. A flood of slurry engulfed dozens of...
After the dam burst, thick reddish dirt gushed into the rural district of Bento Rodrigues, outside the old colonial town of Mariana in Minas Gerais. It removed rooftops, dragged trucks, and destroyed homes.
The people lost their houses, lost their land, lost their jobs, lost their relatives, and lost their environment.
3 years on, and environmental campaigner Leticia Oliveira is still fighting for justice for those affected.
The company knew about the possibility of the collapse, but they didn't do what's necessary to not collapse.
This is Small Changes, a podcast about how sometimes the seemingly smallest change can have the biggest impact. This week we meet Leticia Oliveira, a campaigner from the Movement of People Affected by Dams, known as MAB. After the catastrophic collapse of the Fundão Dam, she fought for compensation and housing for those affected. And 3 years on, she's still fighting. I'm Lucy Lamble. Leticia Oliveira grew up not far from Mariana in eastern Brazil, a city whose economy is mostly based on mining. Samoku was one of the region's biggest employers, mining iron ore and depositing the waste in the nearby Fundão Dam.
It's a city, a mining city. There is a manganese mining there, and the young people want to work on these companies, on these mining companies. In my city, the people all the time are talking about the mining and the work at the mining companies, and sometimes about the risks of the mining too.
Leticia studied biology at university before discovering the work of MAB, the Movement of People Affected by Dams. MAB was established as a response to Brazil's boom in hydroelectric dams in the 1970s. These huge projects displaced thousands of people, farmers and rural workers, from their houses and lands, and MAB focused on guaranteeing compensation and resettlements for those affected, even questioning the need for further dam construction.
I studied biology, and I'm with the student movement, biology student movement, and in this we talk much about MAB, about the environmental problems, and we learn about MAB, and then we began to know that we have to change the relationship between the human beings and the environmental situations.
On the 5th of November 2015, the Fundão Dam collapsed.
The deluge settled into a dense surface of mud, engulfing part of the district. This was home to around 500 people.
My house was here.
de casa.
I lost my house, my history, everything.
Só não perdemos.
It's only thanks to God that we weren't killed.
Firefighters and helicopters have rescued several people that were stranded, but searches on the ground have not yet started. Access is restricted due to fears of new landslides.
40 million cubic meters of mud, contaminated with toxic iron ore waste from the nearby mine, was unleashed into the River Dothe. On its 650-kilometer journey to the ocean, it destroyed most of what was in its path.
The people lost their houses, lost their lands, lost their jobs, lost their relatives, lost their use of water, the contact they have to water with the river, and lost their environment.
Leticia was at a MAB meeting in the city of Belo Horizonte when news came in of the disaster unfolding.
I'm at Belo Horizonte, at the capital of the state of Minas Gerais, where is Mariana Chu. We were at a meeting, a movement meeting, about 20 people, and we stay all day without internet, without cell phone. And at night, we heard about the disaster. We have a phone call with another people of the movement. He said, there is a disaster in Mariana, you have to go there. And we began to talk if we go there or not. And we decided at midnight that you have to go there next day.
On arriving in the area, Leticia found the local community in chaos.
They lost their homes, they lost their jobs, they lost their parents, their relatives, their neighbors, and the river, the relationship with the river, all these things. We see many people disturbed and crying, and we find the community like a chaos. A mother that can't find your son crying and asking, what I do, what happened. It's so sad.
She helped bring together the traumatized local community, and they began to plan a way forward.
We organized a grand meeting at the square of the city with the affected, and some affected talk about the crime, the disaster, what they are feeling in this moment. We talk about the rights, but it's difficult for them understanding this time. Many of them are anxious and they are very angry.
After the break, we'll hear about what has been done to help those affected by the tragedy 3 years on, and what still hasn't.
The long-term effects for us, it's mainly health. So many people are with depression. There are many suicide ideas.
We'll be right back.
Today in Focus is a new Guardian podcast that brings you closer to our journalism by getting behind the news every weekday. You'll join me, Anushka Astana, talking to people at the centre of the big stories impacting our world. We'll use personal perspectives and expert analysis to put you at the heart of what matters. Listen to Today in Focus and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you choose to listen.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome back to Small Changes. I'm Lucy Lamble. Before the break, we heard about the human and environmental cost of the 2015 Fundão Dam disaster. The San Marco mines joint owners, it was a joint venture between Brazilian mining giant Vale and the Anglo-Australian multinational BHP Billiton, were charged with environmental crimes. It was revealed that 6 months before the dam collapsed, San Marco had predicted the potential impact of such a disaster in a worst-case risk assessment, but failed to take action.
They find mainly that the company knew about the possibility of the collapse, but they didn't do what's necessary to not collapse. And for us, it's important because it's proof that the companies know about the risks and didn't put money in this to prevent this.
Yet no one has admitted responsibility. The accused rejected the charges and said that safety had been a priority and the dam complied with Brazilian legislation. San Marco, Vale and BHP did make a deal, though, with the government to carry out repair and reconstruction programs.
They are paying compensation for the affected, but low values. So many people don't accept the values. And for us, it's a problem because there aren't collective rules established by the affected for the compensation. So Renova is paying what they want to pay, not what they lost.
And the construction of new villages to relocate people has been delayed.
3 years after, they rebuilt only one house, in a total of more 300. The company said that the problem is the correct location, the problem is to buy the land, the problem is the license to construct the new communities. But 3 years, it's so much for this. 1 year to achieve the license, it's okay, but 3 years.
3 years on, this lack of progress is having grave consequences.
The long-term effects for us, it's mainly health. So many people are with depression. There are many suicide ideas. There's a study made at Mariana City because the people at Mariana go out of the rural areas and now stay at the city, urban areas. So they change all their way of life. Mainly in this place, depression, suicide ideas, and all affected are drinking medicines about the psychological problems and other problems because they were drinking water and this water have mud in it. So the company said that's okay, water is good, it's possible to drink. But people drank this water and felt stomachache, headache, skin problems. So it's a problem in the water.
Letícia and Mab are continuing to put pressure on San Marco.
We learned that we have to do collective demands and we work in this way with collective demands, but we have to organize the demands. We have to make many meetings with the people affected. So before we go and meeting with the company, we do many meetings to prioritize the demands with the affected. And then these affected, we organize them in a way to talk in the meetings with the company.
San Marco's operations in the area have been suspended for the past 3 years. But despite everything, locals are still keen to see them return to production.
The affected want the mining reoperating because many jobs are with the company, but they want the secure of the system. And so this is a fear that people have that a new collapse can happen.
Some ecologists doubt that the River Doce will ever fully recover, and the future for the local population is uncertain. But Letícia is in it for the long haul.
It's a long fight. We see this because there is long-term problems to like healthy, like the loss of the way of life, many fishermen that didn't fish anymore. This is a problem to how these people return to their activity. It's possible to return fish in the river. It's a question that people made all the time. So if it's not possible, how these people will work again, in what area, what's possible to do.
And ultimately, Letícia wants to change the face of energy production and mining in Brazil.
for this, we have to change the model, the mining model, the mining, the water model, and the energy model. It's a aim to change this model of exploitation of the environment and change the relationship, with economic relationship in these two. We have to change many things, and this is a work we do too with these people that are suffering many things.
If you liked this episode, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and drop me a line at podcasts@theguardian.com. Small Changes was produced by Simon Barnard. I'm Lucy Lamble. Thanks for listening.
For more great podcasts from The Guardian, just go to theguardian.com/podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Brought to you by Lexus. Some things do more than their stated functions, because exceptional things inspire you to do exceptional things. To this select list, we add the all-new Lexus GX. With its exceptional capability, you'll see possibilities you never knew existed, sending you far outside your comfort zone. But as much as the GX challenges you, it also spoils you. Its intuitive technology and luxurious features mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Live up to it. The all-new Lexus GX.